AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the Senate impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump, House managers are going over the timeline of what happened at the Capitol January 6th.
1349 hours declaring it a riot.
The second man through the window is wearing full tactical body armor.
Impeachment manager Stacey Plaskett pointed out people in the videos were seen with weapons in the Capitol. She also pointed out what they were saying.
We're here for you. He's one person, we're thousands. And where do they count the votes?
Plaskett says the rioters go to within 100 feet of where Vice President Mike Pence and his family were sheltering.
They were coming at the urging of Donald Trump to keep Congress, a separate branch of government, from certifying the results of a presidential election.
Manager Madeline Dean made an emotional final statement.
For the first time in more than 200 years, the seat of our government was ransacked on our watch.
Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson, a close ally to Donald Trump, says the trial is going to be pretty tedious. He said the two sides would be better served to make their case in a couple of hours and be done with this. At the Pentagon today, President Biden told workers they play a big role.
Whether you're newly enlisted, a career officer, a non-commissioned officer, or a civilian policy expert, you're essential to how we project our strength around the world.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says a new CDC study says wearing two masks is an improvement over just one.
This includes wearing a mask with a moldable nose wire, knotting the ear loops on your mask, or wearing a cloth mask over a procedure or disposable mask.
But the CDC is not recommending wearing two masks. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow up 61 points. This is AP News. There are some doubts about the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine, but it's getting a big boost.
A group of experts on immunization working with the World Health Organization is recommending the use of AstraZeneca's vaccine, even in countries that have coronavirus variants. The WHO's chief scientist, Dr. Soumya Swaminathan, noted that the AstraZeneca vaccine requires storage at refrigerator temperatures, not the far colder ones required of the Pfizer vaccine.
The Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine is one of the main vaccines at this point in the COVAX facility. It's going to be procured in hundreds of millions of doses and distributed around the world.
Meanwhile, the South African government announced it won't deploy the AstraZeneca vaccine as widely as first planned because of concerns about its effectiveness against a variant that first emerged in that country. I'm Jennifer King.
The Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers celebrated their victory with a boat parade. Quarterback Tom Brady is seen on video throwing the Super Bowl trophy from one boat to another. Ed Donahue, AP News.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.